my favorite music of the band was 1978-79. Everything after that, I think, sucks. And I told the guys that. So 1981, we changed. We became this glam band, and we did this song, She'd Rather Be With the Neighborhood, which was, I mean, it was accepted. It was actually a single. We got airplay. The bikers liked it. It was real poppy. It was a real la-di-da, poppy, Beatlesque song, and with backed with Going Out. And I think the reason why, I think, looking back, why we chose those two songs is the band had two songwriters. It was Dan Cadillac and then me. You know, we were both writing songs, and Neighborhood Girl was a Dan song, and Going Out was a Chris song. I think that's what it came down to. It's like, but they were kind of like obvious. You know, they were like the songs that we would get reaction from crowds, you know, after we're playing it. It was kind of obvious to do Neighborhood Girl. Didn't the B-side Going Out? Well, yeah, same thing. It was just interesting. We had a lot of songs then, but sure wish we would have did the older stuff. No. The stuff with Wayne was done, and actually we stopped playing that stuff even later, just because it was so raw, you know, and we were getting refined, which really sucked. And so now we actually, even in our live, we stopped playing the Cameron songs. Because, yeah, there was, when Cameron was in the band, there was just Cameron songs and Dan songs. There was no time, no room for Chris songs. So when Cameron left, then now there was Dan songs and then Chris songs. But then later on, there was Dan songs, Chris songs, and then Ron, the drummer, started writing songs. I think actually Ron outwrote in quantity all of us.